The former Ricketts Laundry site in Ballston Spa is familiar to many. The worn-down building sits north of the village's main drag along Route 50. A reason why the site hasn't been redeveloped is because it's contaminated with chemicals. A year ago, the EPA began collecting air samples from 50 homes surrounding the laundromat. First, sampling equipment is placed on the first floor and basement of each home. The apparatus is then analyzed. EPA looks for chlorinated compounds, known carcinogens, to see if the chemicals have spread through groundwater and into vapor, seeping into homes. As testing began last year, EPA on-scene coordinator Don Graham said the agency was testing for tiny concentrations to see if residents may have been chronically exposed to the chemicals.
We're measuring exposure over years as opposed to, you know, weeks or months.
Fast forward a year, a community update released this week says no action is necessary. It reads, quote, based on EPA's assessment of the February 2017 sampling data, no corrective actions for vapor intrusion were required at any of the properties sampled, end quote. There will be further testing. EPA says this winter sampling will be done at 11 properties to confirm that no changes have occurred since last year. Peter Iwanowitz, Executive Director of Environmental Advocates of New York, says brownfields like those associated with old dry cleaning sites are far from uncommon in New York.
You know, often we think of them as dry cleaners when people didn't understand the sort of toxic nature of the chemicals that were being used there, and we didn't have the, you know, the standards that are in place right now to guard against dumping of the chemicals, but also just recapturing of the air pollution that used to waft off of dry cleaners. Those standards have now been in place for 20 years and have been effective.
As part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget proposal, the Democrat announced legislation that he says would streamline the application process of and maintain state funding at $2 million for the state's Brownfield Opportunity Program. State grants through the program are awarded to communities to help redevelop contaminated sites. According to the governor's office, proposed changes would streamline planning by eliminating the existing pre-nomination step and creating a single-step community-based process to achieve Brownfield Opportunity Area designation, allow for existing plans or plans developed outside the Brownfield Opportunity Area process that meet general criteria to qualify for the program, and allow existing Brownfield Opportunity Areas to apply for financial assistance for pre-development grants. The Cuomo administration says last year, 62 certificates of completion were issued to brownfield cleanups, the highest annual total issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. But Iwanowitz is concerned about the proposed deferments of tax credits in the governor's budget. He says that could hamper brownfield cleanup efforts.
So in this instance, you know, I think the streamlining of the Brownfields Opportunity Area Program grant process is good. But in the other section of the budget, they are deferring payments of tax credits for several years. And one of the tax credits they're deferring is the Brownfield Cleanup Tax Credit.
Iwanowitz says Environmental Advocates of New York will argue against the deferments over the next 8 weeks. A final state budget is due April 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.